Ram was extremely pleased with Hanuman's extraordinary accomplishment. He praised him, except for Garuda. No one else could do what you have done. Of all my servants, the best is one who accomplishes more than the duty entrusted by the master. A mediocre servant is one who never attempts to do more than what the master orders, even though one may be capable of doing more. And finally, the worst servant among the lowest of men is one who does not carry out the order of the master, even though qualified. And so, my dear Hanuman, not only have you found Sita, but you have also comforted her with your words. You surveyed the entire city of Lanka. You tested the strength of the great Rakshasa warriors, and thus struck fear into the heart of Ravana. Indeed, your service has saved my very life. Thus it greatly pains me that I cannot reward you properly. Since I am living in exile without proper means, so all I can offer you in exchange for your service is my embrace. And saying this, Ram affectionately pressed Hanuman to his heart. Then Ram turned to Sugriva. So now we know where Sita is. But how will the monkeys ever be able to cross the ocean? It suddenly appears to me that all our hopes and hard labor have been rendered useless. Falling silent, Ram became engrossed in thought. But then Sugriva replied, "Oh my lord, you should cast off your grief, just as an ungrateful person can easily give up kindness. For one who lacks enthusiasm, all activities become the cause of misery, and one whose mind is bewildered by grief, all endeavors end in failure. But I take great delight in the prospect of fighting with the Rakshasas, for I am convinced that the monkeys are equal to the task. Perhaps we could somehow build a bridge across the ocean. If the monkeys could only get to Lanka, I am sure they will emerge victorious." Looking towards Hanuman, Ram spoke, "Utilizing my mystic power, I can easily cross the ocean, or dry it up if I so desire. Therefore, please describe to me in detail the fortifications of Lanka and any other relevant information gathered in your foray." "Oh my lord, Lanka has four types of defenses. The first defense is natural, for the city is situated atop a high mountain, encircled by a river and surrounded by dense forests. Then there are fortifications. High golden walls surround Lanka, with four massive gates facing the four directions, each equipped with gigantic catapults. Surrounding the walls are wide moats filled with fierce alligators. Four drawbridges, which lead to the four gates, span these moats. And when I set fire to Lanka, I broke all the drawbridges and tore down many sections of the wall. My dear Lord Ram, may I suggest that only the greatest warriors, such as Angada, Dvivida, Mainda, Jambavan, Panasa, Nila, and myself, jump over to Lanka. We can defeat Ravana without any need to worry about transporting the entire army of monkeys across the ocean. It is my vow that I shall personally go to destroy Lanka. O Sugriva, the sun is now at the meridian, and the auspicious time called Abhijit has arrived. This is the opportune time to begin a military campaign. And likewise, There is a trembling in my right eyelid, indicating victory. Therefore, quickly assemble the monkeys so that we can begin our march towards Lanka immediately." Both Lakshman and Sugriva applauded Ram's initiative, and within moments, hordes of monkeys emerged from the caves and the wooden mountain slopes. Ram then ordered Nila, "I want you to march in front of the army. So take some of the monkeys with you and have them spread out in all directions, just in case enemy warriors are waiting to ambush us. Leave all the weak monkeys behind, for the conquest we face is most formidable." Ram then arranged the army so that he was riding upon Hanuman's back in the center of the formation, with Lakshman riding upon Angada. Then, as Sugriva passed Ram's orders down through the ranks, the army set out to the south. The powerful monkeys marched on with great bravado, roaring like lions and leaping up and down. Sometimes they somersaulted, or rode piggyback, or threw each other into the air in a sporting fashion. Appearing cheerful yet playfully aggressive, the energetic monkeys lashed their tails about, uprooting creepers and dislodging stones as they clambered up and down the hills. Traveling along, Lakshman said to Ram, "Just look at the auspicious symptoms all around us. There is a cool and fragrant breeze blowing behind us, and the forest animals are making noises which indicate their satisfaction. Why, indeed, the land itself appears to be in a peaceful condition, while overhead the sun is shining especially bright." And so the army traveled on day and night, eager to fight for Sita's recovery. And while traveling, the monkeys bathed and sported in the mountain lakes, ate fruits and roots, and drank honey from the forest. Finally, Ram arrived at Mount Mahindra and climbed to its peak. From there, Ram could see the vast ocean stretching out to the horizon. When Ram rejoined the monkeys at the bottom, the army continued on. Before long, they arrived at the seashore, and Ram told Sugriva, "Now we are confronted with the problem of crossing over this ocean. How can we possibly cross? Let the monkeys set up their camp while we devise some means for reaching Lanka." As they busied themselves pitching camp, the monkey hordes appeared like a great brown sea, agitated with tossing brown waves. The monkey leader gazed with wonder at the vast ocean, which is the refuge of demons, going all the way down to the lowest planetary system. With wide open eyes, the army stared at the fathomless sea, infested with aquatic monsters like the 100 yojana long timmy fish and the timingalas, who can swallow the timmies in a single gulp. The monkey heroes beheld the impassable expanse of wave-heaving, wind-whipped water, with Lanka on the other side. While sitting at leisure, Ram spoke to Lakshman, "My brother, it is said that grief disappears with the passage of time. However, my anguish in separation from Sita only increases with the passing of each day. O Lakshman, my most painful thought is how Sita's allotted time is steadily slipping away. Oh, how my heart burns with longing for the time when I shall kill Ravana and rescue her. For only then will I be able to cast off my grief once and for all, just as a person throws away his old worn-out garment. And as Ram vented his anguish before Lakshman, the sun gradually set.